You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Who are the top prospects to stash? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Saturday, April 20th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. The top 5 prospects on the verge of being called up right now: Junior Caminero of the Rays, Paul Skeens of the Pirates, Max Meyer of the Marlins, Joey Loperfido of the Astros, and Christian Scott of the Mets. We know Skeens and Christian Scott, they continue to dominate. Max Meyer, unfortunately, got sent down earlier in the week. In addition to this list, Scott, Joey Loperfido of the Astros. Talk to me about him.
I mean, this has been a surprising development for sure. I was aware of Loperfido last year. He had around 25 homers, 25 steals, a lot of strikeouts, and some questionable exit velocity reading. Seemed like a pretty borderline prospect to me. But he has looked completely transformed here. Had 10 home runs through his first 13 games. I don't know what that number's up to now, but obviously that's some big power production. And it's not just that he's hit home runs. It's you watch the video for these home runs, and consistently they are absolute missiles. Like the way they fly off the bat is what you only see from elite power hitters. And you know, the exit velocity readings back it up. His hardest hit ball, again, at the time of recording here, 113.9 miles per hour, which equals Jordan Alvarez's hardest hit ball this year, and is a 6 mile per hour improvement. 6 mile per hour improvement over Loperfido's max exit velocity from last year. So he has improved, like on a pure ability level. And that has him, you know, a lot of chatter in Astro circles about, is he going to replace Jose Abreu at first base? They owe Jose Abreu a lot. He obviously bounced back from a slow start last year. I understand them wanting to give him more time, but Loperfido isn't limited to first base. He can play outfield, center field, left field, where Chaz McCormick and Jake Myers are. So they have a few places they could play him. And if he got called up, they could find at bats for him. I think they are going to call Joey Loperfido up soon, and I think he could be impactful right away in fantasy. The question is the strikeout rate, because he's striking out a third of the time. But if he continues to impact the ball like this, it may not matter.
5 prospects on the periphery. These are just prospects doing something of note recently. James Wood of the Nationals, who we saw had a great spring training. Jordan Beck of the Rockies. Cade Povich of the Orioles. Augustine Ramirez of the Yankees. Jonah Tong of the New York Mets. Scott, Jordan Beck is a name that I've heard in other prospect circles right now. What do we need to know about him?
Yeah, he's just a good all-around hitting prospect. 25 homers, 20 steals in the minors last year, so he brings that speed element as well. But it's the power that earns the highest marks in the scouting reports for Jordan Beck. And off to a good start at AAA. Walks a lot, has always walked a lot. The Rockies could use a player like him, and I think we're going to see him called up soon. Obviously, that environment at Coors Field is going to help his skills to play up. I think Jordan Beck, if he's available in your dynasty league, I drafted him, or picked him up, I should say, in one of mine, a 24-teamer. Surprised he was available in one that deep. But if you can play in one shallower than that, there is a good chance Jordan Beck is available, and he's worth picking up. I want to talk about James Wood here as well. Obviously, a well-known prospect, consensus top 10, if not top 5 guy overall, and he was one of the biggest prospect standouts this spring. What I want to point out most of all is just how the approach, how much better it's been this year, because we all knew supremely athletic, hits the ball very hard. Upside wasn't in question for James Wood, but he struck out 31.5% of the time between high A and double A last year. That was the biggest knock on him. 31.5%. Well, between spring training and now his time at AAA this year, 21.7%. Big improvement there with the strikeout rate. And it would suggest, obviously, the exit velocities are elite. It would suggest James Wood is pretty close to a finished product here at age 21. But because he plays for the Nationals, who, of course, aren't contending for anything, I don't know how this is going to play out. I'm uncomfortable leaving him out of the five to stash, because if there was a report tomorrow that the Nationals are calling up James Wood, it wouldn't be the most surprising thing. I'm betting against it, obviously, by leaving him out of my five on the verge. But I want to be opposed to anyone stashing him, because the impact for James Wood, if and when he gets the call, could be considerable. And finally, one I want to mention here. Did we talk about Cade Povich last week? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Cade Povich is maybe the biggest riser among pitching prospects so far, if not Jack Leiter. Cade Povich is only, he's allowed in his 16 and a third innings at AAA a grand total of 4 hits while striking out 24. 5-pitch arsenal. The fastball doesn't earn high marks, and he's had some trouble throwing strikes, but he's been attacking more with his deep secondary arsenal, and obviously the stuff is playing up. I could see the Orioles calling him up. Finally, this is the guy I actually wanted to mention. Augustin Ramirez, a catcher in the Yankees organization at AA. Through his first 10 games, he had already homered 7 times. Great opposite field power. I don't know if he's going to stick at catcher, but I think the bat might play elsewhere if he doesn't. Augustin Ramirez, that's another name to know.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again next week. Bye-bye.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.